and HPR's Sam Evans Brown. Why, it must be Friday. It's time for Ask Sam.
Why do geese make V's? Does a bumblebee sneeze? Can a person eat trees? Can a polar bear freeze? Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
But I don't know. Ask Sam.
Sam is in studio now with another rendition of Ask Sam. Sam answers listener questions about the natural world. And Sam, what have you got this week?
This listener gets bonus points because she recorded herself on a smartphone, and so her audio sounds better than everybody else's.
Oh, I like her.
Here it is.
Hi, my name is Jalea, and I am 10. I have two questions for you, Sam. Number one, how do bears hibernate in New Hampshire? Number two, do they even need to hibernate since there's trash everywhere?
That's a good point, Julia. That's a really good question.
Okay, so to glean these factoids, I called Heiko Jansson, who's a professor at Washington State University's Bear Lab. For starters, some definitions. Bears go into a den and spend all winter there and often do not eat or drink, but they are not asleep the whole time.
And so they're not in this state of, you know, of almost unconsciousness. They're actually very alert, and people have found this out the hard way. You know, they've stepped into a den, and they've been attacked by a bear.
Bears technically are in a state of torpor.
Which is different than hibernation.
Yeah, it's not true hibernation, which groundhogs do. That's our local true hibernator. But Heiko said it is still okay to use the word hibernate for bears, so all you torpor police, you can get off my back. Now, to get to the point where they're ready to hibernate, bears undergo something called hyperphagia, which is Latin for hungry all the time.
It's like me.
And the bears that we work with, which are grizzly bears, in the fall, during this period now called hyperphagia, when they have this massive appetite, they can gain up to 10 pounds a day.
Yeah, so they're kind of, you know, fattening up, bulking up for the winter.
Yeah, we're familiar with this. If you're on the internet, you might have heard of Fat Bear Week, where we celebrate how fat bears get in this period.
You live in a very different world than I do, Sam, I think.
You have not been exposed to Fat Bear Week?
I'm living Fat Bear Week fairly often myself throughout the seasons, Sam.
Now, on the flip side, they lose a quarter of their body weight or more over the course of the winter. And that we all know, right? So far, we're in familiar territory. But here is where things start to get crazy.
They don't have any bone loss. They don't have any loss of muscle mass. So all these things, for example, that would happen to you if you were bedridden or if you were in space as an astronaut.
How can you just lose fat but not lose muscle tone? They're not exercising.
We don't really know. We know there is one crazy ingredient, urine. Often, if they don't have a source of water, they don't pee all winter long, which to us would be toxic, right?
Mm-hmm.
All that nitrogen
right.
building up in your body. But bears are actually able to recycle the urea and turn it back into amino acids, which their body uses to make protein.
Yeah, well, I suppose you're not taking anything in. Nothing is going out.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so we're running out of time now for crazy bear facts. We're going into the lightning round here. Bears mate in the spring, but the fertilized eggs don't develop until the fall, until the females have fattened up, and the amount of fat that they are able to put on determines how many of those eggs grow into a viable fetus. The rest just get reabsorbed into their body.
Wow, talk about efficiency.
Furthermore, they have this ability to sort of flip back and forth how sensitive they are to insulin. So they basically become like type 2 diabetic over the winter and then turn it off again in the summer.
Every which way you look at it, they're just a completely unique and remarkable animal.
Yeah.
I just simply say bears are from Mars and let's, you know.
Study them as such.
Do we know of any other, you know, large mammal like that?
Well, I mean, there are 8 species of bear.
Yeah.
Polar bears are the sort of most remarkable hibernators, although some polar bears don't hibernate because they're hunting seals all winter long. So it sort of depends on where they live, what their life history is. And similarly, there are some black bears in the south of the United States that also don't hibernate because they have access to food all year round.
Mm-hmm.
So theoretically, it is possible that a bear with enough access to garbage would decide that they don't need to hibernate. But it's unlikely because it would take a lot of trash because while bears are smart and adaptive, it would be working against hundreds of thousands of years of evolution that tells them, hey, get ready for a long nap.
Mm-hmm. So we're unlikely in New Hampshire anyway to see bears roaming around all winter long.
Unlikely.
Well, it's time for me to go fatten up. Sam, if someone else has an idea for a question that they'd like you to answer, how can they get it on the air?
The number is 1-844-GO-OTTER, or you can record yourself, as Julia did, and send it in on your smartphone. The email address is outsidein@nhpr.org.
Sam Evans-Brown on Ask Sam here on Morning Edition from NHPR.
We'll be right back.